This is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting a suicide bombing Sunday in Baghdad has killed more than 100 people and wounded scores. It was the most deadly attack in the Iraqi capital this year. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the blast in the Qurrata district, saying Shiites were targeted. Iraqi Defense Minister Khalid al-Obeidi met with U.S. Ambassador to Iraq, Stuart Jones, Sunday to discuss how the two countries can better collaborate in the fight against the Islamic State group. In a second attack, five people were killed by an explosion in Baghdad's Shab area. Bangladesh is observing 2 days of mourning after Islamist militants killed 20 hostages and two police officers during an 11-hour siege at a Dhaka restaurant. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attack, but government officials are denying IS involvement. Home Minister Asaduzzaman Khan said the attackers were members of a homegrown militant group, Jumatul Mujahideen Bangladesh. Khan said all of the attackers were well-educated and came from wealthy families. Reuters news agency quotes National Police Chief Sahidul Haq as saying the seven militants were all Bangladeshis and that authorities had tried to arrest five of them in the past. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton met with Federal Bureau of Investigation officials on Saturday. They talked about her use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State. The approximately 3.5-hour interview took place at FBI headquarters in Washington. FBI officials are expected to conclude their investigation soon. Legal experts have said they do not expect any criminal charges to be filed against the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee. This is VOA News. Hundreds of people carrying Turkish flags marched Sunday to Joseph's Square in Vienna's Palace Courtyard. The marchers were protesting last week's attack on an Istanbul airport, accusing parts of the Austrian government of supporting militants from the Kurdistan Workers' Party. Praise for the life of Holocaust survivor and Nobel Peace Prize winner Elie Wiesel is being heard from around the world. Wiesel died Saturday at the age of 87.
There's no doubt that he's one of the great figures of the century.
He was just the kindest, gentlest, sweetest, most caring person.
To be able to confront God and argue with what has happened and at the same time remain involved in Jewish life is something that I admire tremendously in him.
The Romanian-born Wiesel was shipped off to the Auschwitz concentration camp in 1944, along with most of his immediate family. His parents and sister were killed, but Wiesel survived. His memoir, Night, was published in 1958. Australians may have to wait a few more days to find out who is going to be in charge of their next government. Results from Saturday's election are too close to call. The Election Commission says it planned to focus Sunday on the large number of mail-in, absentee, interstate, and early votes yet to be counted. Final results are not expected for several days. Flash floods caused by heavy monsoon rains killed at least 30 people in a remote part of northern Pakistan. Local officials in Chitral say floods have washed away a mosque and several houses. Search and rescue operations are underway for people missing in the area, giving rise to fears that the final death toll might increase. The number of Syrian refugees who entered the United States in June more than doubled over the previous month. The increased numbers put President Barack Obama's goal of resettling 10,000 refugees by the end of the fiscal year within reach. To meet the administration's goal, the United States must welcome 4,814 Syrian refugees during the next 3 months. The team investigating the May 19th crash of an Egypt Air jet said it expects audio will be obtained from the plane's damaged cockpit voice recorder. Authorities hope the recordings will shed light on what caused the flight M804 to crash into the Mediterranean, killing 66 people. The plane's flight data recorders indicate there was smoke in the plane's laboratory and on some of its electronics. The cockpit voice recorder was recovered in June and sent to Paris for repairs. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.